Okay, morning. Good Easter Chag. Okay, whatever's appropriate for today. Easy fast. Happy tshuva. Okay. We begin today's daf. Today's daf is Memtes in Brachos. We're on the bottom of Memches Amud Beis. Okay, various sources in the Psukim in terms of how we know benching is Daraisa. And the Bracha Rishon is also Daraisa. Again, that's not universally held, universally accepted, but at least in our Gemara from yesterday's Daf, the Gemara was learning various sources in terms of Bracha Rishon. And now benching for sure is Daraisa, meaning that's a given. Right? If there's anything we could say that's not subject to Machlokas, is that benching is Daraisa. The fourth Bracha of benching, that's subject to Machlokas. We saw yesterday that Bracha Vatova Meitiv. Was that a instituted Derabbanan Bracha, or is that part of the Daraisa Brachas? That is subject to a debate, and the conclusion of the Gemara seems to be that fourth Bracha is Derabbanan. The best indicator, in fact, if you remember the beginning of the seventh Perek, a couple short days ago, the Gemara went through three proofs why the fourth Bracha is Derabbanan and not Daraisa. And then we cited another source that you should be making a Bracha Rishon over your food. That is from Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, where Shaul was asking for directions, how do I find Shmuel? And he asked a bunch of girls, and they gave him an answer, and it was a long-winded answer. And you remember the Gemara there. The reason why the Gemara brought in that pasuk was just simply to show that when Shmuel has a karban, he makes a bracha over the karban. Hu yivarech hazevach. And so, and from there, the Gemara made a couple of ancillary points regarding why the woman gives such a long-winded answer to Shaul. Okay, that was yesterday. We are in the Gemara. We're starting from the words Amar Rebbe Yishmael. The Ainli. It's the fourth white line on the Amud. Ainli ala brachas amazon brachas ator minayin. Good. How do I know that I should be making a bracha over Birchas HaTorah? Okay, not the first time you're hearing this in the Masechta. We've heard this already before, that there's another bracha that's a bracha min HaTorah, and that's Birchas HaTorah. And how do we know that? How do I know that there's such a thing as Birchas HaTorah? So I'm Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. So the Gemara says we can base it on a simple logical argument. Achai Shem Evarach, Achai Olam Haba L'Kol Shekein. Okay. For a little bit of life in this world, we're going to make a bracha, otherwise known as benching. So if we're going to make a bracha for a little bit of life in this world, so chaya olam haba, for Torah that we learn, which stays with us forever. So for sure you have to make a bracha. Okay, so kal v'chomer, argument, a logical argument. Rabbi Chia bar Nachmani, Talmidei Shel Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, and Tzarech. Nope, not necessary. Harei you omer, al arta tova sheras alach, ula alon omer, ve'etena lechas luchos ha'evin v'atorah v'amitzvah. And we'll call this a gzeir shava. Meaning in the pasuk regarding benching, the Torah says, "Al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach." You see that in the Sina. And obviously from there we know we have to make a bracha on food, on bread. And then we have the etna lacha, if you will, it's like double gzeirah shava. Right, the attain and the lacha, so just like I have to make a bracha over food, over bread, so to have to make a bracha over Torah as well. Rabbi Meir omer minayin shekashem shemavarech ha'tova kach mevarech ala ra'a. Rameir says, where do I know that there's a bracha that has to be made on not only good things that happen, but bad things that happen as well? It doesn't matter what kind of din it is, meaning if it's good din, if it's bad din, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges you, and there's a result, there's a consequence of that judgment, so you have to make a bracha, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And there was a bracha. Now the bracha is going to be different, like we're going to learn later on the Masechta. So for good, you say Atov Ameitiv. For bad, you say Dynamis. The brachos will be different, but you have to recognize it all comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yehuda ben Bezerra Amen Osarach Haram Atova HaTova. And a third source that we have to make a bircha satora is from the Tova HaTova, the extra hay. Al Haaretz HaTova. Tova zutora v'chein omer kilakach tov nasati lachem. Tova by itself is referring to Torah, so you have to make a bracha over tova, over good, which is Torah. Torah is good; it's the ultimate good. And ha tova zubing in Yerushalayim, and the extra hay that's a reference to Yerushalayim v'chein omer hahar ha tov hazeva halavanon. So you see that the tov with the hay in front of it, the definitive article, the good. So that's a reference to binyan Yerushalayim. Okay.
That's
okay.
That's the way to make mean?
Well, that's just part of benching. No. In other words, the pasuk is v'chalta savata v'rachta ala aretz hatova. So the hatova is a reference to the third bracha of benching. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Kol Shlo Amar, Eretz Chem Netov, Rechava, Bebirchus, Aretz Machus, Beit David, Bon Bon Yishleim, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chava. So now, these Gemara's coming up, which I just started right now, should have introduced before. Basically, it's gonna give us a framework of benching. It sounds like, from these Gemara's, that, in other words, we have benchers, right? So in other words, when we bench, we don't have much to think about. In other words, we look in the bencher, we read the words of the bencher. Good. It sounds like from these Gemaras that benching was a little bit more flexible. In other words, there was a little more poetic license when you benched. You could pen your own benching. In fact, you remember yesterday I showed you the Tosfos. Tosfos says that on Shabbos some people penned their own third bracha benching. Right? In other words, they felt like, I shouldn't say Rachim on Shabbos. Rachim is asking Akash Baruch Hu for supplication, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So Tosfos pointed out that there was those at the Minog of writing their own third bracha for benching. Which Tosus, by the way, said that's wrong, meaning that's the Minhag Shtos. Don't do that. But in the meantime, however, you do get the idea from these Gemaras that there's an outline, there's a basic outline of what benching should look like, but then in terms of what actually is inserted, so you have a little bit of flexibility. Okay? So, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kol Shlo Omer, Eretz Chem Netov Rechava, Bebirchus Haaretz. So in that second bracha, you have to mention something about the land of Eretz Yisrael. Critical. And Malchus Beis David Baboni Yerushalayim. In the third bracha, you have to talk about the kingdom of David HaMelech, and presumably his lineage. And if you don't, Lo Yatzei Yidei Chavaso, that's not benching. So, in other words, there are key components in benching that you must say. Nachum Azakin Omer Tzarech Shiyitz Korba Bris. Now, Nachum Azakin says there has to be a mention of Bris. And Rabbi Yossi Amar Tzarech Shiyitz Korba Torah. There has to be a reference of Torah. And by the way, we do that. You'll forgive my Ashkenazi pronunciation. I'll get over it eventually. So Plimo Omer Tzarech Shiyaktim Bris LaTorah. And Plimo says that the Bris has to come before Torah. Why? Shezununa b'shlosha brisos, v'zununa b'yigimel brisos. Because when we were given bris, let's start with Torah. When we were given Torah, so Torah was given with three covenants, meaning three times did we make a pact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, yes, Torah, yes, Torah, yes, Torah, three times. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi goes through the three times. Once at Sinai, another time it says Rashi at Har Grizim and Har Eval, and a third time in Arvas Moav. Okay, and right there, you read Rashi, it sounds like Rashi is referring to a fourth time of Ol Moed, but Ol Moed and Sinai are really one and the same. Okay, so in other words, there are three times that we made a covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu over Torah. How about the mitzvah of Bris Milah? 13 times. Now, where in the Torah is the 13 covenants made over Bris Milah? So first of all, this should not be unusual. We've heard this before, that there are 13 brisos over the mitzvah of Bris Milah. It's a Mishnah in Nedarim. Mishnah in Nedarim talks about the 13 brisos of Bris Milah. But every time, in other words, open up to the end of Parshas Lech Lecha and count the number of times the Torah says the word Bris. Every time it says the word bris, it's almost like a double entendre, meaning it refers to the mitzvah, and it also refers to the fact that we made a pact, a covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu over the bris. The bris is a bris. Okay, if that makes sense. V'zimnu nabi yigimel brisos. Okay, good. So in other words, 3 versus 13, so which one's better? So again, simple quantitative, 13 is obviously greater than 3. So in the order, in the sequence of benching, I put bris in front of Torah. Which again we do, but that's because the bencher tells us to do it. But now you know why the bencher tells us to do it. Rabbi Abba Omer Tzarech Shomer Ba Hoda Tchil V'Sof. In the second bracha of benching, you got to start with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you got to end with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, we do, right? What is that? The second bracha begin of benching. No Delecha Hashem Elkeinu. Good. So Noda meaning that's thanking. And how does it end? Va'al kulam anachnu modim lach, right? Or kal kulam anu modim lach, or whatever. Okay. In other words, there's hodah at the end as well. Va'hapoches lo yifchos me'echad. Now, if you're going to take away one, that's okay. If you're going to take away both, that's no good. Va'chol hapoches me'echad. If you go less than one, hareze meguna. Yeah, it's really disgraceful. It's a shame. So v'chol achosem, manchal artzos bebirchos artzos, Moshe yisisol b'mon yishlaim, hareze bor. Now, in the second bracha, right, we end with al haaretz v'al hamazon. If you decide to ad lib, and you decide that the proper ending should be manchal haaretzos, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us the land. Or in the third bracha, instead of saying Bona Yerushalayim, you say Moshia Es Yisrael, Hare Zebor. You're an unlearned individual. Again, it sounds like from the Gemara that these were kind of like quasi-acceptable ways to end the second and third bracha, but the Gemara says don't do it. It's not really, that's not proper. And the Gemara repeats to us what we already heard, but in the name of a different Baal Memra, that you have to say Bris, you have to say Torah, and you have to mention Malchus Beis David. Failure to mention any of those means that you have not benched. If you do not say Bris and Torah in the second bracha benching, and you do not mention Malchus Beis David in the third bracha, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Good. Pliga Baba Abba Yusi Ben Dusev Rabban Kharamatov Srichamachus Vikharama in a Srichamachus. Now, what about the fourth bracha? Does it require Malchus? Debate. Machlokus in the Gemara. Mandamar Srichamachus Kasava de Rabban. Now, if you hold it does require Malchus, that means it's a bracha de Rabbanan. Let's go over we've done this before, we've seen this before. This for us is a review. Right? If the fourth bracha of benching is the Rabbanan, that means that it's not really connected. It's not attached to the previous three. The previous three are min haTorah. So in other words, they are strung together. So the first bracha of Hazan, second bracha of Haaretz, and the third bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, those are the three brachas strung together. We know as a basic rule, bracha hasmucha lechaverta, that if I have brachas that are strung together, so they do not need to be formulaic, meaning they don't have to have Malchus in it. Remember, a bracha needs Malchus. But because they're strung together, they don't need Malchus. So, if the fourth bracha of benching is the Rabbanan, which, by the way, that's how we hold. So that means then it's not really an attachment to brachas 1, 2, and 3. And because it's not an attachment to brachas 1, 2, and 3, it requires now your basic formula of a bracha, which is opening with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And by the way, it does. Because we hold that the fourth bracha is the Rabbanan. Uman damar ein tzricha malchus kasava daraisa. Now, if the fourth bracha of benching is daraisa, so that means it does not require malchus. Why? Because it's attached. It's a bracha smucha lechaverta, and therefore it's going to be attached. Now, there is an interesting debate here between Rashi and Tosfos. I'm not going to go through it right now. In other words, if you hold it's daraisa, this is a conceptual debate because we don't. We hold it's the Rabbanan. But if you hold it was daraisa, what would that fourth bracha look like? So Rashi says it would look like a brachas aperos. And Tosfos says no, it would look like a regular brachas mukhla chaverta. See Rashi and Tosfos for a further discussion of that. But again, we don't hold it's daraisa, we hold it's darabanan. So how does the fourth bracha look like? Open your bencher. You'll see exactly how it looks like. But the reason why it looks that way is because it's not attached. It's Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaKel Avinu, HaKel Adireinu, meaning it has a regular formula of a bracha that's unattached. Tana Rabbanan, we're continuing in the Gemara. Malchosim Binyan Yerushalayim. How do you end Bona Yerushalayim? Again, these Gemaras make it sound like there's some fluidity in these brachas. Yeah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Moshe Yisrael. So the Gemara quotes the opinion of one Tana, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that the correct ending of the third bracha benching should be Moshe Yisrael. So Moshe Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim Lo. Now that's funny because that's not the theme. The theme of the third bracha is we built Yerushalayim. Remember yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we learned who is the author of the third bracha benching? Davin and Shlomo. And the whole point is that A, we have Yerushalayim, we built the city of Yerushalayim, and B, we built the Beit HaMikdash. So the theme of the third bracha is Binyan Yerushalayim. Ela'ema af Moshe Yisrael. So the Gemara says like this, that what Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda meant is that you end with Bona Yerushalayim and Moshe Yisrael. Okay, now this takes us to the following discussion. Classic discussion here on our daf of Gemara today, And that's the following. When you end a bracha, you got to be focused. Meaning, a bracha can sometimes be long. In fact, the first bracha of Kriyat Shema, right? It's a long bracha. Right, Yotzer HaMa'aros. It goes on. It can be very long. But when you get to the end of the bracha, and you have what's called the chasima, the conclusion of the bracha, you got to be focused. You got to think about one theme and only one theme. And you can't combine two themes into that chasima. Good. So now basically what the Gemara suggested is that there's one opinion, which we don't hold, but there's one opinion that when you get to the end of the third bracha of benching, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Moshe Yisrael, you're Savior of Israel, and Bonei Yerushalayim, and the builder of Jerusalem. Okay. Now I know how, you know, if you're smart and you're creative and you like English, so you could find thematic, commonalities between those two. But basically, you're mentioning two ideas, and as a basic rule, you shouldn't. So the Gemara now is going to have this discussion. Rava Bar Rav Huna Ikla Beresh Galusa Pasach Pachad V'Sayim B'Tarte. So Rava Bar Rav Huna went to the Resh Galusa. He opened up with one, meaning when he opened up the third bracha of benching, he said Rachem Hashem Yisrael Amecha V'Ayishalayim Erecha, and he opened up only with one idea. But when he concluded with two ideas, meaning he included at the end of the bracha Moshe Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim. I'm Rav Chista, Gevurt L'mechtan B'tarte. So Rav Chista says to him, that's appropriate? That's great to end a bracha with two themes? V'atanya, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chos M'Mishtayim. Rabbi says, as a blanket rule, you cannot do that. When you end a bracha, you can't end with two. Gufa, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chos M'Mishtayim. The Gemara says, let's talk about this. Eisve, Levi L'Rebbe. Now, Levi challenges Rabbi directly. Levi, a chaver of Rebbe, a talmud of Rebbe, so he challenges Rebbe directly, and he says to him like this: first of all, al aretz v'al hamazon. It sounds like two themes, so Rebbe's going to have an answer for almost nearly every one of these questions. Eretz demafka mazon. Nope. In other words, what we're blessing at Kadosh Baruch Hu is the land that provides food. Okay, but it's really the land. Al haaretz v'al haperos. Okay, Eretz demafka peros, same story. No, it's the land that produces fruit. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Okay, should sound familiar. Okay, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Yisrael dekadshinu l'zmanim. No, it's on the Jewish people who are Mekadesh Zman. We establish Rosh Chodesh. We determine when Rosh Chodesh is. We're Mekadesh Zman. Mekadesh Yisrael v'rashei chadashim. Again, you saw the Kashin L'Rosh Chodeshim. Same story. We're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Here's a tricky one. Shabbos and Yontov coincide. And so now we're saying a Musaf, or not even a Musaf, even just a Shachris. And it has both Shabbos and Yontov. So how do we end it? We end up by saying Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Okay. So now it sounds like we are stuck. Because there are two themes over here. So now we have two girsos in the Gemara. We have our girsa and we have the girsa of Rashi. So first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read our girsa and our Gemara. Chutz mizu. Our girsa says, no, this is an exception. And the difference is, look, today is Shabbos and today is Yontif. So it's an exception. Remember, every rule there's an exception. Okay, exception. Kol chad v'chad ba'ape nafsha. V'tam amayin chos m'mishtayim. And now that we learned the rule and we learned the one exception, what's the reason behind it? L'fishe nos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because you're not allowed to bundle your mitzvahs. And taking a bracha and pointing to two separate themes at the end of the bracha, so you're too much. You're all over the place. You're bundling your mitzvahs, and we don't want to bundle mitzvahs. And the reason why is very simple, because basically when you do a mitzvah, you want to give each and every mitzvah its own attention. In other words, if I bundle together, it means that I'm really not. I don't care about either one. Right? A person multitasks. You know, you're not really doing anything well. You just, you know, you're doing a whole bunch of things, but you're not doing anything well. So here, when it comes to a mitzvah, every mitzvah is significant, so you want to give each and every mitzvah its own attention, and you don't want to just be scattered and just bundle mitzvahs together.
There's no mitzvah benching or davening, so what's, you know, you're not even doing two mitzvahs.
Mitzvah over here, right. We're not, you're going to use the word mitzvah in the classic sense of,
like
in other words, but when you're focusing on a bracha, you want to be focused on one idea. And to throw out a whole bunch of ideas, too much. It's too much. Okay, my hav now, right, I did say that there's more than one girsa in our Gemara. Rashi himself records another girsa over here, where Rashi's girsa is that even this case is one theme. Even when we say Mekadesh Hashabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, so Rashi has a girsa where this is not even an exception. It's also one theme. What's the one theme? Kedusha, sanctity. And extensions of sanctity are Shabbos, Yisrael, Zmanim, but it's one theme which is Kedusha. Okay. And obviously, if you hold like that girsa, you have to take out the words Chutz Mizu. Okay. We go on in the Gemara, my Havi Allah, the Gemara says, can we have a conclusion over here? I'm Rav Sheshes Pasa Barachim Alamcha Yisrael Chosim and Moshe Yisrael. Okay, so Rav Sheshes will say, well, it really depends how you open up your third bracha benching. In other words, your opening is really going to dictate your closing, right? It sounds like you're in English class all over again, right? And we have young people here who are still in English class. I sympathize. But it's like sounds like English class all over again, meaning depending on how you open up the paragraph, that's how you're going to conclude the paragraph. So if you open up with Rachem al Amcha Yisrael, so you're chosen with Moshe Yisrael. And if you're Pasach Berachem al Yushalayim, so chosen Baboni Yushalayim. So there has to be a certain agreement between how you opened up the paragraph and how you close the paragraph. Rav Nachman Amar Afil Pasach Berachem al Yisrael, chosen Baboni Yushalayim. And Rav Nachman says, nope, that's not. But it's so funny. The Gemara says, my Havilah. That's the Gemara's like sign, like that's the code for bottom line. And then after the Gemara says it, then the Gemara brings us back to another machlokas. That's, you know, my Havi'Allah is not always like, you know, let's get but my Havi'Allah does always indicate we're going to wrap it up. We're wrapping up the discussion. Rav Nachman's of the opinion that if you start with, even if you start with Rachem HaYisrael, you're going to end the bracha with Bonei Yerushalayim. Mishem Shenemar, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Chaneis. Eim Asai Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to build Yerushalayim? Bizman Shenidchei Yisrael Chaneis. That's when the Jewish people all come back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so good to hear, by the way. We all need to go back to Eretz Yisrael so that Yerushalayim will finally be built. Wait a second, I'm still here as well. Oh boy. Okay, that's for me to hear. Okay, Amale Rabbi Zera la Rav Chista. Okay, good. All right, so that's it. In other words, and by the way, I mean for us, all this becomes pretty simple because we have a bencher. So for us, the bencher did for us all the hard work. Meaning, all right, how do you start the third bracha? How do you end the third bracha? So there's a major debate in the Gemara, but Rav Nachman gave us what was the final say on the matter. And for us, it's very simple. You open up your bencher. How does the third bracha begin? Rachim. How does the third bracha end? Bonei Yerushalayim. By the way, anyone notice that there is not, every single time the Gemara ends the third bracha of benching, how does it end it? Bonei Yerushalayim. What do we say? Bonei Berachamav Yerushalayim. So does that word Berachamav actually belong there in benching? What does your bencher have? Yes or no? Berachamav? If I'm going to guess correctly, well, no, let me not say correctly. If I'm going to guess, I'm going to say no. Your benching probably ends just with the words Bonei Yerushalayim. Yeah, correct. Right. Because you do a better job in general following the Gemara than we do. Okay? So the Vilna Gaon, I know, doesn't, in his benching, he doesn't have the word Berachamav. But the Minhag Ashkenaz is to have Boneh Berachem of Yerushalayim. Okay. In of itself, an interesting. How did that word get in there? Okay. No, I understand that, but in other words, right.
Qualifies it.
No, it needs analysis. Why we added the word Berachem of. The Gemara never had it. They're right. It should just be. Okay. Fine. So Amarle Reb Zera Le Rav Chista Naisi Marvin Isnei. So Reb Zera introduces Rav Chista. Rav Chista, come, let's learn together. Let's do Mishnayos. Let's learn some Gemara. Let's learn. So Amar Lei. So Rav Chista says back to Reb Zera, no, I'm not. I can't learn. Birchas Mazona Lo Gamirna V'Tenuyim Asnisa. Meaning, I don't even know how to bench. And now you want me to learn Mishnayos with you? But this fits in beautifully, Rabbi Moskowitz. Anyone heard him speak over Yontif? It fits in. This Gemara really fits in beautifully to what he was saying, right? The sudden that's behind us. Meaning, we look back at our mistakes and we, you know, oh, I can't do that. Look what I did in the past. Okay, so I should have pointed him to today's daf. So did I even know today's daf yesterday? So anyway, fine. So I can't learn Mishnayos. I don't even know how to bench. Now Amrle, my high. What does that mean? You don't know how to bench? Well, what just happened? So Amrle Dekla Be Resh Galusa. I went to the house of Resh Galusa. Ubirche Birchas Mizona. And here's what I did. I benched, meaning I led the benching. And Vizakfe Rav Sheshes Akave Alai Kechivya. And when Rav Sheshes heard me bench, he got himself up like a snake, ready to bite me. Meaning he was ready to bite my head off. I did such a terrible job benching. Ve'amai. What's so bad about your benching? So Delo Amre Lo Bris Velo Torah Velo Malchus. Well, I'm going to be honest. I left out Bris and I left out Torah and I left out Malchus.
So why
did you? Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, now I think I know what's going on here. I'm going to explain in just a moment, but first let me get through the Gemara. So Ve'amai Lo Amart. So Taka, why didn't you say that? So Kidrav Khanana Amarav Damarav Khanana Amarav Lo Amar Bris Vatara Machus Yatsa. So if you don't say Bris and Torah and Machus, that's okay. And that's quoted in the name of Khanana Amarav. Now, you remember most of today's daf, we've quoted a number of Amarayim who say that you have to say it. So this is the first time we're hearing in the daf today that you don't have to say them. Now Bris Lafishana Banashim, now women don't have a bris, so that's why you can leave bris out. And Torah Malchus Levisha Einam Lo Benashim Lo Ba'avadim. And Torah and Malchus, so women are not obligated in Torah, and Avadim are not obligated in Torah. And Malchus, right, women can't be a melech, and an Eved can't be a melech. So Va'ad Shavat Kolehani Tanai Va'amarai Va'avadat Karav. Good. So there's one opinion that says that you don't need to say it. But that's one opinion. The preponderance of opinion in the Gemara amongst the Amoraim is that you need to say it. So you're now going to hold like a shitas yachid, like one person's opinion, against everybody else. That's not right. So he says you should have said it. Now I think I know what's going on, although I'm speculating right now. So, right, major disclaimer, I'm speculating. So I think what's going on over here is that according to Rav, as quoted by Rav Chanano, he wanted benching to be gender non-specific. Why? Because you remember we learned in the Gemara earlier in Dav Chaf, are women obligated in benching men at Torah or midrabanan? Debate. And the Gemara left it unresolved. Right? A basic question, all the way back in Dav Chaf, an unresolved question whether women are chayv in benching men at Torah or midrabanan. Women are obligated to bench, that's clear. But to what degree? The Rabbanan d'Oraisa. So, and the Gemara says we don't know. We the Gemara didn't know the answer. But if you remember Tosfos back there in the Gemara, Tosfos says, well, why would women be exempt? Meaning, it's not a time about mitzvah, why would women be exempt? So Tosfos says, because there's bris in Torah in benching. And women don't have bris, and women aren't obligated in Torah.
They would have to perform it if we could.
So that's the argument to say that women aren't obligated in benching in Torah. It could be, and again, this is me now suggesting, it could be that Rav Chanana held that women are obligated in benching min ha-Torah, and so therefore he wanted to make benching non-gender specific. So in other words, unisex, if you will. So that way, now benching can become benching will be obligated for both men and for women, because he sided with the position that benching is d'oraisa, not d'rabbanan. Okay.
So what did you say?
He left out. Abris chashe chasam to bishon eval toras chashe nematatanu. He left that out for mention. Okay, but he said the whatever else he said.
Why was it included again? Because of the Brits.
Why was it included? Because the land of Eretz Yisrael is given to us through because of Bris and Torah. Meaning the whole theme of the second bracha is Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael was given to us. I mean, part of the pact that Akash Baruch Hu made with Avraham Avinu is, I'm going to give you the land of Israel and Bris.
That was tied into the fact that I'm giving you the land of Israel.
It's
only an inheritance for the men, not the women, and that's what
That was Rashi's opinion. You're going back, you're remembering Rashi. So Rashi says that it has to do with the fact that whoever got land, and women didn't get land. So that was Rashi's opinion. If you remember, Tosfos says he didn't like that, primarily because Rashi was bothered by Benot Slavchad, and to that Rashi says, yeah, but it really wasn't theirs, it was really their father's, and they got it as inheritance from their father. But Tosfos didn't like it because Kohanim and Levim. Kohanim and Levim didn't get land, didn't get a piece of Israel, and they're obligated in benching. Okay, good. Good. There's more to discuss on that issue, but okay, I'm just reminding. I think, and again, that's what I was I'm suggesting right now. I think that's why Rav took it out of benching, because he believed that benching was for both men and women, the araisa. Back to the Gemara, Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rav Yochanan Tov Emetiv Sricha Malchus. The bracha Tov Emetiv. Now we focus on the fourth bracha of benching. So it requires Malchus. Now we've heard this already from Rav Yochanan, and we've heard it already twice in this Masechta, and this now would be a third time in this Masechta, that a bracha requires Malchus. You need to say Melech. I'm Rav Zer, Lama Shetzricha Shtei Malchios. So the Gemara says, well, no, you're misunderstanding. Of course, Hatov HaMeitiv requires Malchus. It needs two. Two? Why? Chada Didav, Chada Debonei Yerushalayim. Because remember, in Bonei Yerushalayim, we don't have Malchus. Right. Because, well, we'll get to why in just a moment, but it doesn't have Malchus. So there's a makeup Malchus. Right? Because the third bracha benching doesn't have Malchus, so we're going to make it up. Where are we going to make it up? Throw it into Hatov HaMeitiv. So Gemara says, make up? Really? That's the issue? Well, you know, in the second bracha of benching, there isn't Malchus. No, there's no Malchus over there. So if it's all about makeups, so we should have in the fourth bracha of benching, Hatov HaMeitiv, we should have one Malchus for Hatov HaMeitiv and two more. Wait. You're right. Just wait. Ela birchas haaretz my time alone. Mishum dehavi la birchas mechula chaverta. So the Gemara makes a suggestion like this. Well, you're right. Meaning, let's go back. We don't have malchus in the second bracha benching, and we don't have malchus in the third bracha benching. But that's because of the concept of brachas mechula chaverta, like we discussed earlier today. It doesn't need malchus. It's attached to the first bracha benching, which has malchus. So we're fine. So Bonei Yerushalayim nami lo tibai davi le brachas mukhaverta. Hu adin da fil Bonei Yerushalayim nami lo bai ela ay de dam ramachus beis David la varchar de lo am ramachus shemayim. It's a different issue, says the Gemara, which is that, you know, in the third bracha we mentioned machus beis David, the kingdom of David. Well, it's a little bit inappropriate now that you mention the kingdom of David and you don't mention machus shemayim. That's a little bit inappropriate. So you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to credit ourselves one Malchus Shamayim, and then put it into the fourth bracha of benching. Rav Papa Amar Hachi Kamar Tzricha Shtei Malchios Lomar Midideh. No, Rav Papa says, no, let's go back to what we suggested earlier. There are two more Malchios that belong into the fourth bracha of benching, in addition to the Malchus that it already receives. Good, and as Ben points out, that's what we do. Meaning, altogether, how many Malchios are there in the fourth bracha benching? Three. Bruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. All right, that's already one. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu. That's already two. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adorin Baran Golein Sreinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov HaMelech HaTov. That's your third one. Good. So that's what we do. Can I ask everyone a great trivia question? It's not trivia. It's Tosfos. It's on today's daf. Okay, so now you know the basic rules of bracha. A formula for a bracha is that Nishem Hashem, and it needs Malchus. And if it's bracha, smuch lel chaverta, so then all the subsequent brachas don't require Malchus, because it's all attached to the first bracha. Right? It's like a train, connected to the engine. Good. Shmon Esrei. You want to tell me where there's Malchus in Shmon Esrei? Try this one at home, by the way.
Something Malchus Shemayim made it dominant.
Yeah, good. But where's the word Melech in Shmona Esrei?
Beginning.
Yeah, good. Where? So, try it at home. It's great. It's great trivia. You know, you're really going to stump everybody.
Melech
HaMishpat. Yeah, but that's well, good. So that's 10 days of the year. What about the other 355 days? I'm not. It's not my question.
Melech
HaHefzak HaMishpat. Yeah, but that's much later on. In the beginning of Shmona Esrei, where's Melech? Okay, so
Melech
Ozer Moshiach again. Actually, you could count that. Yeah, that's not a bad one. I like that suggestion. In other words, but why doesn't, that's good, why doesn't it start off with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? It's such a simple question.
The thing is, you're connecting to the Avod.
Right.
I understand that.
But
so
through the Avod, that you're connecting to the Melech, because they're connected.
Great. So that's that's one of Tosos's answers. So Tosos is bothered by this question. So if third Tosos on the Samud. Here, right in the middle of this Tosos, third Tosos on the Samud. Ubrachu shal yurches brachos kulam smuchos ubrachos lebrachos kel chai v'kayam. Okay, so one suggestion of Tosos is that in the words kel chai v'kayam, that's malchus.
And because we don't want to connect with Hashem as a king in this, because we are asking for rachamim all the time.
Okay.
Except for the 10 days.
I understand, but in other words, it's still a bracha, and a bracha has a very specific formula. Inami Tosos says this is what Ben was suggesting. Elokei Avraham, Hainu Malchus. That by saying that Akash Baruch Hu is the God of Avraham, that's Malchus. It's obviously a little bit of a stretch, but you have to say something. Dan, I liked your suggestion. Tosos doesn't make it. Kedamrinan Mishe Nivra Ha'olam. Remember, this is a Gemara that we did earlier in the Masechta, that until Avram came along on the scene, no one referred to Hashem as the Master. And then what did Avram do? He recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Adon, the Master, i.e. the King. So when we say, it's really like it forces you to think. So every time you say in Shemona Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avotenu Elokei Avraham, that's Malchus. Okay? I mean, you got to find it somewhere. Good. All right, let's go back to the Gemara. We got more to do. Avamideh Yosef Rabbi Zeir, about seven lines from the bottom of the Amud, second word in the line. Yosef Rabbi Zeir, Achor de Rav Gidol, V'yosef Rav Gidol, Kameh de Rav Urna, V'yosef V'kamer. Tar V'lo Hizko Shal Shabbos. Okay, this happens. You're benching, and you forgot Ritzei. Now what? Well, as we're going to learn in just a moment, if you really forgot it, bench again, start again. Okay. But what if you catch yourself? And I'm going to give away some of the Gemara, which we're going to learn together in just a moment. When do you catch yourself? Before you start the fourth bracha of benching. So you're talking about a very small window of opportunity where you said the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Boneh Yerushalayim, or Boneh Berachamav Yerushalayim, and then, right at that point, you remember, oh no, I forgot Ritzei. So there's a makeup. Now there's something. There's a mini makeup. Once you start the fourth bracha of benching, you're done.
You have to go back.
Go back to the beginning.
The beginning or just from Ritzei?
Very beginning. Now, V'lo Yizkor Shal Shabbos Omer. Now there's a bracha. Now, some benchers don't have this, meaning I've been knocking benchers a lot in this seventh parak of brachos. Okay, but in other words, this is a fair criticism. Meaning some benchers don't have this because... in other words, how often is this going to come up? Granted. But like, if it does come up, you'd like to know what the bracha is. This is not the kind of bracha that you have really committed to memory. It doesn't happen that often. And it only happens by mistake that you get to make this bracha. Baruch Shanasun Shabbos Samnuch L'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava Lo'os L'Bris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Okay, you're actually going to make that bracha right after you finish Bonei Yerushalayim, if you forgot Ritzei. So Amrle Man Amra Rav. Okay, so by the way, who told you that halacha? Rav told me that halacha. Good. Attribution is always very important. We need to know who said it. Hader Yosef Vikamar Tov Lo Yizkor Shal Yom Tov Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shenasen Yamim Tov L'Am Yisrael L'Simcha L'Zikaron Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Good. Same thing is true if you forgot Yalla V'Yavo. There's also this addition as well. Amalei Man Amra Rav. And Rav said this. Hader Yosef Vikamar Tov Lo Yizkor Shal Rosh Chodesh. What if you forgot Rosh Chodesh? Now what do you do? Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shenasen Rosh Chodesh L'Am Yisrael Alizikaron. Now here, I'm not so sure. Lo yadani iyamar basimcha ilamar basimcha. Is there simcha in Rosh Chodesh? So I don't know. Okay. Ichasim ba ilo chasim ba. Is there a conclusion to this bracha? I'm not sure about that. And I don't know. Did he say it? Did he quote his Rebbe saying it? Okay. Gidobar min yom avakai kamid Rav Nachman. Ta Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman made a mistake in Hadal Aresha. And Rav Nachman forgot to insert whatever it was. It was Yalav Yavo. It was Ritzay. He forgot to insert it. So what did Rav Nachman do? He went back to the beginning. So the Gemara says, Amarle, my time avin marhachi. Well, why did you do that? Amarle, damar Rebbe Shila, amar Rav Ta'achos al Rosh. Well, because you're supposed to go back to the beginning. So yeah, but what about that special bracha? So Amarle lavit maralam Rav Menashe bar Techlifi amar Rav lo shanu elo shelo pasach ba'atov ve'ametiv ava pasach ba'atov ve'ametiv chozel arosh. Here's the Gemara. Gemara says that once you start the fourth bracha of benching, it's now too late, and you got to go back, and you got to go to the beginning of benching again. Amar Avidi Barav and Amar Av Amar and Amar Av Nachman Amar Shmuel Tavlo Itzko Shavosh Chodesh Betfila Machzir Noso. Now, if you forgot Yala V'Yavo in Shmona Esrei, say it again. Now, not the Shmona Esrei of the evening, but that we already discussed earlier. Okay, we're talking about Shmona Esrei Shachris. Okay, if you forgot your Yala V'Yavo, so you got to go back. You got to say it again. Say Shmona Esrei again. What about Mincha? Major debate by Mincha. Birchas Hamazon Ein Machzir Noso. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, and you just had a nice meal, and you're benching, and you forgot Yala V'Yavo of Rosh Chodesh, you're okay. You don't have to go back, and you don't have to repeat benching. Amalei Rav Avin LaRav Amra Maishna Tfila Umaishna Birchas Hamazon. What's the difference? By Shmona Esrei, you have to go back. By benching, you don't have to go back. Amalei Afli Didi Kasherli. Yeah, good question. I had the same question. Ushiyotel Rav Nachman Amalei Minei Demar Shmuel Lo Shmieli. Rav Nachman's student Shmuel says, you know, I don't know, and I never heard Shmuel talk about it. Ela Nechzei Anan. You know what? But let's put our heads together. We're smart. Let's figure it out. So Nechzei Anan. Tefila Dechova Hu Machzir Noso Birchas Mazona Di By Achli By Lo Achli and Machzir Noso. And the Gemara gives a wonderful svara. And the argument is, look, Shmon Esrei, you got to daven Shmon Esrei. Right? That's an obligation. Chova. So, since you have to say it, and since it's Rosh Chodesh, and since you have to add Yala V'Yavo, so now it becomes part of what you have to say. If you forgot Yala V'Yavo, go back. Do you have to eat on Rosh Chodesh? No. Well, now, right? It is a bit of a tricky question, because you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh.
But
you don't have to eat bread. So do you have to bench on Rosh Chodesh? No. So therefore, if you happen to eat and you happen to bench and you happen to leave out Yala V'Yavo, okay, you're okay. In other words, it'd be appropriate to, first of all, it's correct to bench, not just appropriate, and it's certainly correct to add Yala V'Yavo. But if you forgot it. Okay. Ela me'ata Shabbos v'yamim tovim delo sagi delo acha hachanami di'itai hadar. So what about Shabbos? What about Yontif? You got to eat on Shabbos, you got to eat on Yontif, and you got to have bread. So does that mean that if you forgot, we'd say you got to go back? Amar le'in? Yes. Yes. Correct. The amar av shila amar av ta chozel rosh v'hamar av huna amar av ta omer baruch shana san so lavit marla lo shanu elo shalom pasach v'atav v'ametiv v'pasach v'atav v'ametiv chozel rosh. And again, the Gemara repeats exactly what we already saw earlier in the daf, which is that if you started the fourth bracha too late, go back to the beginning. If you didn't start the fourth bracha and now you remembered in that very small window of opportunity after having made the bracha boneh b'rachamav yushalem amein and before starting the words baruch ata Hashem, so now you remember that you forgot. Right? You remember that you forgot? So now you insert that special bracha, which the Gemara here on Daf Mem Tes gives to us. Okay? Stop over here. We have a little bit more before we start the new Mishnah. And tomorrow we talk about Zeman with 10 people. Zeman with 1,000 people. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Amar Tzakash Baruch Hu Zakir Sol Fichachir Bem Tomitzu Shanem Arnei Chafetz Amantziko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.